So it's time for Community Conversations today, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center. And who do we have in studio? Okay.
Well, we have two very important people, the VIPs, I should say, of First Security Bank. I will let them introduce themselves and each talk a little bit about their background. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Kay.
Thank you so much for joining us. Brad, let's start with you.
Sure. My name is Brad Miller. I'm the president and CEO of First Security Bank and Trust. And what brought me to First Security a few years ago is the fact that over my 30 plus year career, I've learned that banking done well makes a big difference in the lives of our customers and communities. And First Security is dedicated to banking done well.
Okay. You came from where?
I was actually came from an institution in Washington.
Oh.
And originally from the Midwest, and we have a son who actually turns 9 years old today.
Oh.
And we wanted to raise him where I'm from here in the Midwest, and so that's why we left Washington and came here to Iowa.
Well,
and
we
also have some family roots.
We need to get his name on the birthday show. What is his name?
His name is Max.
Max. All right. We'll get him on the birthday show today, too.
Awesome. Thank you.
Scott.
My name is Scott Smits. I'm the Chief Lending Officer here at First Security Bank. I spent the last 37 years consulting and working with financial institutions throughout the United States. Kind of like Brad, I've been on both coasts, actually outside of New York, outside of Los Angeles. As most recently, the Chief Credit Officer for a bank in Mankato, Minnesota. I started here in August of 24 on a temporary basis for 5 months. After 60 days, Brad decided to hire me full time, and so my wife and I are in the process of making Charles City the 11th home in our 38 years of being married.
Wonderful. Well, we're very glad you chose Charles City. Scott, talk a little bit about what has been the most exciting part of joining not only Charles City in the community, but also taking on the role of the CLO of the bank.
I think a couple of things. One, my wife and I are eager to engage with the community. When we were in Mankato, we were very involved with United Way, and we want to find a similar organization that contributes to the community to look at how we can kind of give back, because that's how I was taught as a kid and how I grew up in the Midwest. And the people at First Security have been wonderful to work with. I'm excited to help our clients and the community to prosper as we continue to move forward and develop our community.
Okay. Brad, I have noticed quite a few promotions of late, which is wonderful for the bank. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. One of the things that we like to do is to develop our talent so that they can develop their careers, remain in the community, and make ever greater contributions. For example, while I have been at First Security, I haven't always been the president and CEO. I was originally hired in back in 2021 to be the chief financial officer. And with Kurt moving into the chairman of the board role, they tapped me to move up. And we've had a number of other promotions as well. Chris Corcoran moving from a senior lender up to manager of part of our lending division. Within accounting, we've had promotions. Within marketing, we have. But it's just being able to recognize people that develop and keeping that talent in-house and further developing it and using it for the good of the community and the bank.
Sure. This is for either one of you. What is the vision of supporting small businesses, and how can you help the community thrive with that? And what impact do you hope to have with that?
Scott, I'll let you take this one.
Okay. I think the way I look at it is my aim is to support local businesses, contribute to making Charles City a desirable place to live and work, with a focus on long-term community development. How do we help these businesses, help the community to continue to grow. I'm already with the chamber, been involved in a project to do funding through the chamber. And so I've met with several local businesses already with grants that the chamber has provided to those businesses. So that has been very interesting to learn and get to know them. So, and actually one of them was a business that I actually frequented. So it was, enjoyable to see that and talk to them about that.
Okay. Well, you guys are doing a terrific job. The bank itself, my goodness, it's been an icon of Charles City and now Floyd County for many, many years. So you're part of a great institution doing awesome things for the community and the county. So
well, thank you.
Brad Miller and Scott Smits, both from First Security Bank, thank you for joining us
today. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.